Each week, in a joint effort to help people be more comfortable and successful in their home kitchens, we check in with America's Test Kitchen. This week, managing producer Sally Swift catches up with Bridget Lancaster.
Hey, Bridget, good to have you back.
Great to be back.
So I have a question for you. I do yoga at night, and often what I want when I come home is a baked potato and a salad. So I'll pop that baked potato in the oven before I leave, and I come home, and voila, there it is. But sometimes it's great, and sometimes it isn't. What is there a way to make the perfect baked potato?
There is. You know, this was one of these recipes where I've been at ATK for so long, I thought I've seen everything. And do people really need a recipe for a baked potato?
Right. But obviously, yes, we do.
If you want a potato that's nice and crisp on the outside, and the inside is fluffy from the very center to the outside, you know, right underneath that skin, and you want it to be relatively quick, microwave is out of the question for many reasons. But, if you want those results, then you're going to have to get a recipe, but it's not very complicated.
Okay, so tell us what you figured out.
All right. Well, it starts with the right potato. Mm-hmm. And I think most people know that russets are the premium baking potato. They're very high starch and low water. And that's really important because the starch is going to start to absorb that water and swell up. And that's what, when you cook the potato, it gives that crumbly, kind of clumpy texture that we think of as fluffy. So start with the russet.
But okay, can I just say before we go on from that, because like I love those Yukon Golds and those some of those yellow potatoes, and are they just not good for baking?
They're not great for baking. I mean, they'll be okay for baking, but if you want super fluffy, that really almost, you don't need any butter, any sour cream, it's just almost lighter than air, you got to go with a russet.
Okay, all right. Okay, what temperature?
Save the Yukons for something else.
What temperature should you do them at?
450.
Really? That is high.
That's really high. And, well, one of our goals was, we know that we can bake a potato at 350, 375, even 400, but it's going to take a while. It's going to take an hour and a half or even longer. Again, we didn't want to resort to the microwave because that makes a potato that cooks unevenly. And we tried 500 degrees, but that overcooked just under the skin. It overcooked the potato. It was very hard. It's actually called a pellicle, kind of a shield around the potato. So we found 450 degrees was just the right temperature. It wasn't going to burn the exteriors, but you're going to get really good hot potatoes in just about an hour.
Okay. And you are looking for a certain internal temperature in the potato, I would assume. I know you're going to whip out a thermometer here at some point.
I was going to say, you know us way too well. We definitely have a thermometer addiction, but for good reason. We want the baked potatoes to be cooked to 205 degrees. That's the magic spot. You know how traditionally you bake a potato and you squeeze the outside and it feels
right,
really nice and fluffy and soft? Well, we found that might be great on the outside. It's probably above 205 degrees, which is what gives us that fluffy texture. But inside, it might be 10 degrees, 15 degrees cooler, and it hasn't really cooked through yet. So just take a probe thermometer, stick it in one of the largest potatoes that's in your oven, and wait until it says 205.
And then how do you get that skin crispy?
You cannot put oil or butter on the potatoes right when you put them into the oven. A lot of people do that. I did that for years with bacon fat. Of course, I love bacon fat on anything. I did that for years and I could never realize why the skin was either rubbery or just kind of thin and, you know, peeled away from the potato instead of, we want that skin to almost be like a potato chip on the outside.
Right.
So before we put them in the oven, we actually brine the whole potato, just dunk it in a little bit of salt water, get it really well coated, and the water is going to evaporate in the oven. And the salt is going to be left behind and it'll season the skins. And then after the potatoes have baked for about an hour, you take them out and then you can brush them with a little bit of oil, go back into the oven for about 10 minutes and they get super crisp.
And do baked potatoes keep? Should you be slicing and eating them right away? What's the rule on that?
Oh, I would definitely eat them right away. But what's really important, after they bake, again, up to 205 degrees, it's about an hour. Cut them open immediately because all that steam is going to come out. It's going to ensure that the potato stays nice and fluffy inside instead of soggy.
Okay.
We weighed potatoes that sat around for 5 or 10 minutes before we sliced them open versus ones that we just tore open right away. And it was amazing, not only the texture of the interior, the baked potatoes that weren't cut open immediately didn't have that fluffy interior, but they still weighed a lot more, and that meant that the water was still in there.
Wow, that's interesting. And then my last question, do you prick them or not prick them once and for all?
Okay, this is one of we the test kitchen. We can you imagine how many baked potatoes we have tested in that
cannot.
Test kitchen? this was one of the questions.
Because they're going to blow, right? That's the story.
that's what I was always told. So we baked at least 40 potatoes without pricking them, and we never had one single one burst open. However, we still recommend it. Because that one time that you don't do it, that's going to be the time that it busts open.
It's going to
go. So better be safe than sorry.
Okay. Hey, Bridget, great talking to you.
You too.
Bridget Lancaster is the host of America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. You can find their recipe for the best baked potato and a couple of other things to gild them with. Two toppings, one a creamy egg, the other, an herbed goat cheese. Find them all at splendidtable.org.